This week's Torah reading is called Va'eschanan, which means, and he begged. It's the begging, starts with the begging of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our leader, to enter the land of Israel. We know he did not enter, and so on. Now, this parsha, this week's reading, has many, many fundamental concepts in Judaism. Like, for instance, the Ten Commandments, with all its meaning, and so on. For instance, Shema Israel, hear Israel, the unity of God, and so on. But there's one verse that our sages offer different explanations, and we will explore these explanations, how they apply to us. The verse is regarding the Ten Commandments in Hebrew, Kol Gadol Velo Yasab, that the voice of God was a very strong voice that did not interrupt. Now, we do know that the voice of God got interrupted. If you go to Mount Sinai, wherever that is, you're not going to hear God talking over there. So, what does that mean, that the voice of God was a strong voice that did not interrupt? One explanation our sages offer is that the voice of God was in such a way, such a powerful voice, so to speak, that had the power, the strength to be translated into 70 languages. The idea of 70 languages, even though today we have more than 70 languages, but in those times there were 70 nations, each one with its language, and the Torah had, the voice of God in the giving of the Torah had the power to be translated into 70 languages. That means that the strength of the voice of God in that particular time gives us the possibility of learning Torah in any language. For instance, right now we're learning in English. So how can we do that? Torah is such a holy thing. It's the voice of God. It's the word of God, and so on. So since the voice of God in the given of Torah was such a strong voice, it carried, so to speak, the strength to be translated into any language. That's explanation number one. Now let's go to explanation number two. Our sages say that the voice of God was the source for all future prophecies. Why do we say that did not interrupt? Not because everybody's talking the voice of God, so to speak, by translating the Torah in any language. No, that's explanation number one. Explanation number two says the prophets prophesied actually through the voice of God in the giving of the Torah. Only that in that moment it was like a general voice that included all prophecies throughout all the times, and then each prophet in each stage of history and so on drew from that voice of the giving of the Torah and actually said, pronounced the particular prophecy that was his prophecy and so on, or her prophecy and so on. That's explanation number two, but the problem over there is that today we don't have prophecy. The Talmud says prophecy got interrupted by the beginning of the Second Temple, the era of the Second Temple, around 2,400 years ago, more or less. Today we have lower levels of prophecy, but this is not a class about prophecy. Now, there's a third explanation. Our sages say that the voice of God in the giving of Torah was such a strong voice that it didn't have echo. Lo yosaf, it did not get interrupted, didn't have echo, didn't come back. Our sages actually ask, the commentators of the works, our sages ask, what does that mean? What's the point over here? What's the importance, so to speak, of the voice of God not having an echo? If you want to tell me the first explanation, the voice of God was such a strong voice that it could be translated, it had the power of being translated into any language, okay, that's good. That's important. We can learn Torah right now in English. If you want to tell me that all the prophets drew energy from that voice, that's good. That's also nice. Prophecy and so on. The word of God. But what's the point of the word of God not having an echo? One commentator explains that actually, if the word of God in the giving of the Torah would have had an echo, that people would have thought there are many gods over here. One God is always talking this way, one God is talking that way, and so on. How many gods do you have? It's just one God. So the voice of God didn't have an echo. Lo yosaf did not get interrupted, so to speak, by anything. It didn't come back, and so on. However, everybody knows that echo is not like a different voice. It sounds exactly the same as the person talking. It's just an echo, and it's just a few seconds afterwards, and so on. So it's difficult to get confused and say there are two gods because this god would have said something and this other god would have said something else. So what does that mean that the voice of God didn't have an echo? The Hasidic thought explains like this. What's an echo? Echo means that you say something and actually bounces back because it hit a wall or something like that, something where the voice could not actually penetrate, go inside, and therefore it bounces back, and you hear the voice a few seconds later, depending on distance, depending on the strength of the voice, and so on. That's an echo. Where the point over here is that the voice did not penetrate something, and therefore you have an echo. Why didn't the voice of God, what was the strength of the voice of God? Why didn't have an echo in the given of Torah? Because the voice of God penetrated every single thing in creation. That means that in every single point, in any part of the universe, you have, quote unquote, the voice of God. You have the strength of God in every single corner of the world. There's not one single place, thing, person, and so on that doesn't have, that was not penetrated by, that is not imbued inside with the Word of God. So that means that any single thing in life, you can use it in a godly way, in a godly manner. That's what it means, that the Word of God did not get interrupted, so to speak, did not have an echo, didn't bounce back. The whole creation screams, so to speak, from inside the creation, hey, I'm full with God. God filled me in the giving of the Torah. That's the importance of giving the Torah, and that gives us the strength to take anything in life and think, how can I use this in my service to God?